This is All Things Considered on NHPR. I'm Peter Biello. Democratic candidate for governor Steve Marchand says he is the most liberal person in this year's race. But he's asking people to put aside some assumptions about what the term liberal means. NHPR's Emily Corwin is here to explain. Welcome, Emily.
Hi, Peter.
So first of all, tell us a bit about Steve Marchand. He may be more familiar to Seacoast listeners than to folks elsewhere in the state.
Yeah, that's right. He's been involved in politics for a long time, both in public office and out. He's a Manchester native. He moved to Portsmouth in 2000. He quickly became a city councilor and then mayor, and he was also working at that time on many Democrats' political campaigns. There's Mark Fernald for governor. This is the last time he was associated with an unabashed liberal cause. You may recall Fernald's campaign for governor centered on his push for an income tax. He was also the director of corporate relations for UNH, and more recently he owns his own consulting firm. So while he's known to insiders, this is the first time Steve Marchand is running for statewide office.
Steve Marchand's platform seems to ask voters to rethink some common assumptions. For example, as we said, he boasts that he's the most liberal among his Democratic rivals, but he spent much of the last decade fighting for bipartisanship in politics. Might see some tension there, no?
He doesn't see tension there, but others may. He says he's the only candidate among the Democrats who voted for Bernie Sanders in the primary. He holds that as a badge of honors. He believes Sanders' landslide is like a far-left mandate in the state. And Marchand also believes New Hampshire needs to become more progressive in order to attract young people into the workforce. But he also spent much of the last decade working for bipartisan political groups, including No Labels. He was the state director from 2014 to 2016. And No Labels is trying to elect a voting bloc in Congress that's basically committed to bipartisanship. They have an agenda to create jobs, secure Social Security and Medicare, balance the budget. They're committed to energy security. And Marchand tried to put that No Labels philosophy into action last year during Portsmouth City Council election. He wasn't running, but he spent a lot of time promoting the eight candidates he believed were most about positivity and problem solving. At the time, he described his motivation to promote these eight candidates in Portsmouth like this.
What I've seen over the last several election cycles, from the local level all the way up to the national level, is it is becoming less attractive for good people who are not necessarily in the polar extremes, who are not fundamentally angry about something. They're very constructive, optimistic, problem-solver-oriented people. Getting folks like that involved in public life is becoming more and more difficult at every level of politics.
So this year, he's trying to inject that philosophy into his own campaign.
Okay, and what does that mean in the context of the Democratic primary?
Well, UNH political scientist Dante Scala says Marchand may have a hard time selling the idea that bipartisanship isn't akin to being a centrist or compromising on principles. Let's hear a little bit from him.
You would find a fair number of progressives here in New Hampshire saying, no, the problem is that Democrats have not behaved in a progressive enough fashion.
That may explain in part why Marchand has gone out of his way to talk up the more progressive pieces of his candidacy, like abolishing the death penalty or legalizing marijuana.
This idea of committed liberalism on one hand and bipartisanship on the other isn't the only way Marchand seems to be subtly challenging some political assumptions.
That's right. Here he is in a forum held by NHPR's Exchange.
One of my missions as a candidate is to prove that you can be fiscally responsible and have very progressive social values. Those are not inconsistent. In fact, I think that's the future of New Hampshire.
So he's trying to sever the idea of fiscal conservatism, which is a rallying cry for the GOP, from the idea of fiscal responsibility. Marchand is advocating for cutting corporate tax breaks to fund what he describes as his very progressive social agenda, which sort of harkens back to Mark Fernald's campaign for governor, which he worked on back in 2002. And of course, Mark Fernald was advocating for an income tax in New Hampshire. Of course, Fernald only won 38% of the vote, and since then, no major candidate for governor, including Marchand, has advocated for an income tax.
Well, Emily, thank you very much.
Thanks, Peter.
That's NHPR's Emily Corwin.